Hello, Roof Right.
Hey, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. Is Bill around?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second, Kyle.
Appreciate it.
Hello, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Okay, where are you from, Kyle?
It's a little weird to say over the phone. It's the Bank of Cardiff. It's like car and then diff is indifferent. I don't know if you'd call. We spoke early September, and I just followed up on a couple equipment offers, that sort of thing. We had mailed out to you guys. Said you guys may be looking at bringing on some new equipment coming up towards the end of the year. Just wanted to get back in touch with you here.
Yeah, we've been talking about, what do you do? Do you a leasing company or something?
Yeah, we do. We're a private business bank, so we really specialize in, you know, bread and butters, typically our equipment financing program, and then we also do working capital as well.
Oh, okay. We're thinking about leasing some stuff, but...
Okay, what do you guys, a couple machines, or...?
Yeah, there's some equipment. Would you lease a spine?
A sign?
Yeah.
Like for your business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. I don't see why not. How much is that looking at costing you, you think?
It's over 50,000.
Over 50K? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that falls under equipment here for us, so I'm, you know, pretty sure we can do that. You were actually looking for a lease to where would you just financing, basically?
Well, yeah, I don't know. At least it wouldn't go against my credit.
Yeah, that is true. Well, we have a couple different options. What is your reason for not wanting to go against your credit?
Oh, because I might borrow money otherwise.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's why the leases are nice. In fact, we have a company that now is looks like they can finance roofs through your taxes. Your property tax. Yeah. And what's nice about that, what our customers are starting to look at, we haven't done one yet, but we're pretty close. What they like about it is that it never shows up on your taxes.
Okay.
And if you sell the property, it goes with the property.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. So that's really pretty ideal in a sense then.
Yeah.
And have you started using that company yet?
No, we haven't done it yet, but we've made some proposals with it.
Okay.
And they're being considered right now at the moment, so...
Okay, are they local there?
No, they're not local, no.
No, not local.
No.
Okay.
And I know we're ready to buy a sign, and I know that the sign company was saying there's different people that could lease it to you.
Okay, yeah, no, I know we offer that here. Really just depends on, you know, how much the sign is going to cost, what type of terms you're looking for, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it yet. I just got the quote on it, and I was trying to decide what I wanted to do.
Okay, company are you going through for the sign?
Well, I'm not sure. I've got more than one quote, so we're kind of kicking it around right now. Gotcha. Yeah, how we're going to finance the sign, because we don't want to pay cash for it.
Don't want to pay cash for it.
No, that's too much money out.
Yeah, no, especially when you can take advantage of someone else's and, you know, leverage that. But okay, and then you mentioned. Go ahead.
You said I spoke to you in September.
Yeah, it looks like first or second week of September. We spoke for 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. I know you probably get a lot of these phone calls anyways. But you mentioned you might be looking for some additional cash or maybe looking for something like that as well.
Yeah, and I don't know so much about that. I'll tell you do you have my email address?
Let's see, is it still bkreisiger@roofrightinc.com?
Yeah, you got it. Why don't you send me over what you can do?
Okay, we'll...
I'll pass it around to my family.
Okay. Well, I can do that for sure for you, but really it's kind of hard to give you a set term, you know, without even looking at
your business. Yeah, we'll just give you an idea of what you might do with a sign like that, okay?
Okay, yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll include our equipment application. It's actually only half of a page long.
Right.
If you wanted to fill that out and return it to me, we can...
Yeah, but tell me what the APR is and that sort of thing, you know.
Okay. Well, like I said, I can't really just tell you what the APR is without like looking into your business, because there's a lot of factors that go into determining what the APR is going to be,
okay. And
as well as with the sign as well, since the sign would be collateral in the equipment sense. So we don't actually know the exact sign you're buying yet, who you're buying it from, that sort of thing. So just, I don't want to waste your time or mine here.
Yeah, okay. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I'm not ready to divulge all that stuff, so.
Okay. Well, okay. I mean, if you did just want to start by sending me at least the application, I can give you an exact...
Yeah, I'll run it by my family and see what they want to do. We have meetings and we kind of vote on everything, okay?
Okay, no, yeah, definitely. Bring that up. So okay. I'll shoot you over an email right now, Bill. It'll have the application, half of a page long. But then I'll also include some reviews on our company, some our Google Plus reviews, so you can get a better feel for who we are as well.
Yeah, I'd like to do that too. Right,
yeah,
correct.
Mm-hmm. And a link to our website, so you can scroll through that. Our website's really pretty nice, user-friendly. And then the link to the reviews will just be Google Plus from actual customers who we've done business with. So you can see, you know, good and bad on there, mostly good. So just get a better feel for us that way. Run it by your family, and maybe I'll get back in touch by the end of the week. Possibly Friday or so.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
All right. Yep.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Bye.